G'day, Ian. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for your time. Congratulations on the win on Tuesday night in the 2020 competition. It must be a good feeling heading into the game this afternoon.
Yeah, no, it was good for the guys on Tuesday night. It's been a difficult year for us. And no, Tuesday night was a real good win for the boys involved, but also for the club. It's been, as I said, it's been a difficult year. And to come away with the 2020 win was a great achievement for everyone.
How did it get underway, just for those who weren't at the game? Did you win the toss and bowl? Did you win the toss and bat? And then did you think, well, are we in a bit of trouble at any stage?
Yeah, so we won the toss and batted first, because we've obviously been played under lights. So we thought, try and bat while the light's good. We didn't know how it was going to be later in the night batting under lights, because none of us have ever done it before.
Yep.
And yeah, so we won the toss and batted. It was pretty tough. But we got a score on the ball we thought we could possibly defend. We got to 149, and Jordan Isley at right at the death obviously got away, got a few extra on the board. And Ryan Grundy at the top made 50 again, his third 50 in a row for us, who was our marquee player from Huntley. So that was great. And yeah, then they got off to a bit of a flyer at the start, and we were in a fair bit of trouble, we thought. And but the middle overs, we sort of pegged them back a bit, and then, yeah, we got over the line.
You would think a game like the 2020, it's pretty much, a try and get the highest score possible within those 20 overs, but it's also very strategic as well in the fact that, as you say there, those middle overs, you know, you might get, you know, two or three or four really good balls, and all of a sudden that could change the game.
Yeah, it can change. We found that the last couple of years of the 2020, everything can change really quickly. It can just be a couple overs, and the whole game can change. As I said, they were really on top the other night, and then we had a few good overs, took two or three wickets, and we were right back in it then, and their run rate sort of went up, and we felt we had a real good chance, so we just really knuckled down, and it got pretty tight at the end, but we got over the line, and That was great.
A win's a win, as they say. So tell us about, you mentioned at the top there that the season's not so good from the one-day game for the Sedgwick Cricket Club. How has the season gone for you?
Yeah, so we've struggled this year. We've just, with numbers this year, we've really struggled to get the same team in the park two games in a row. We've just had boys of other commitments and work commitments and just other things in general. It's been a really, really difficult year to get our best team in the park each week. But for some reason, in 2020, we've seemed to have a really strong side each Tuesday night, whether it's a shorter format or what, I don't know. But during the week, they've just been available. But yeah, it's been a real struggle this year, but we're just hanging in there. And we'd like to try and finish off the season on a high and maybe try and cause a couple upsets for those teams fighting for finals.
It's that mathematical chance, as they say, with a lot of other clubs, isn't it? To where they go, look, if we beat this club, we can, you know, get in. But as you say, you're there to stir the pot a little bit. So this afternoon, who are you taking on?
Emu Creek this weekend. So, yeah, so we got Emu Creek and our sort of local neighbours. We're just one ground behind the other. So, yeah, we've got a really good relationship between the two clubs. And, yeah, they're a good side. They're obviously sitting in the top four at the moment. And I think they're one of the chances to win the flag this year, but we're going to give it a real shot, and if we can upset them, and it'll be great.
Yeah, it is a two-horse race, as they say, at the end of the day. So really do appreciate your time this afternoon, Greg. Thanks for taking the time out to have a bit of a chat with us in the middle of a game. Really do appreciate it, and we'll let you get back to it.
No worries, and thanks again for having me.